G'day, this is Big Brady Marshall.
This is Brian Alvarez.
This is Dean Brady of the Millennials.
This is the Jurassic Punk Sid Parker.
How many of you guys have heard the term kayfabe?
Blue Doggers. This is Jay Hunter from OSW Review.
This is Matt Grim Basso.
This is the loosest kid in Australian wrestling, Adam Brooks.
This is Scrap Brand Adam Pearce, and you are locked in
to Wrestle Radio Australia.
Welcome, everyone, to your longest-running Australian wrestling podcast, Wrestle Radio Australia. I'm your host, Todd Eastman. Hope you all went out this past weekend and enjoyed local pro wrestling in some way, shape, or form. Nothing was on up here in Queensland, so I was keeping my eyes glued to the Facebooks and the Instagrams. And I have to say it like that now because I'm an old man, the Facebooks and the Instagrams on the interwebs. I was really following Key to the City down in Adelaide, which is my home, really, where I started wrestling. So, of course, every time there's a RCW event, I have to keep glued to the internet for that. And they do great coverage on their social medias when it comes to Instagram videos and Facebook updates and stuff like that. So, and one thing that did happen on that show was Mickey Fortune breaking her ankle this past weekend, and it was a gruesome injury. I don't know if you want to see it, but if you do, go and check it out on their Facebook page. Broke her ankle in four places, I believe. She fell off a ladder over the top rope and through a table on the outside, so it was an absolute crazy stunt. There you go. Absolute crazy stunt to do. And anyone who knows Mickey knows that she's a lunatic when it comes to doing sort of stuff like that. And unfortunately, accidents happen. But if I know Mickey, today as I'm recording this, she goes in for surgery to fix the break and to set the break. And we're back in no time, getting ready to charge back in, because she was really onto something good with Gods and Monsters, Matt Basso, and Brody Marshall. And no doubt when she comes back, she will be firing on all cylinders again. So best of luck to Mickey. I know you can do it, kid, because you're an unbelievable warrior. And yes, I really hope to see you very soon in professional wrestling in this country. My guest this week is, in my opinion, the best unsigned talent in Australian professional wrestling. A guy that should not be in Australia anymore. His name is Adam Brooks. I talked to him a fair bit, I know. But like I say, he's one of my favorite people. Not just in wrestling, but in life. Just love the guy. Most genuine person you can talk to. He has a massive match coming up this weekend against Slex for the MCW World Heavyweight title. And we talk a little bit about that. We talk about his trip away recently in the U.S., all about his stuff that he's been doing lately around the country and that thing. Really interesting chat with the lad. Just so everyone knows, this was recorded because he's such a busy dude. He really only had time to sit down for a chat when he was waiting for his plane on the Sunday, I think it was. Yeah, it was the Sunday from Adelaide back to Melbourne. Excuse me. So we sat down, got a good 40-minute chat with someone who is one of the most genuine people you'll meet, and I cannot wait to see him on a bigger stage. Anyway, that's enough for me. We'll head straight to the interview right now, right here at Wrestle Radio Australia. Sorry about this. I'm out of practice with the show. Where the action is comes up first, of course, before we head to our interview, and we're going to do an abridged version of Where the Action Is, because to be perfectly honest with you, I felt like that part of the show dragged for me by going through everything, where everyone is, where all that is. You guys know, you all have your Facebooks, you all have your social medias. You should be able to find these guys. If I tell you where the show is or who's holding a show, go to their Facebook page, find out where the show is, if you want to hit them up for tickets or do whatever, and that's the way we're going to do it from now on. I think it's going to be quicker, make the show a little bit more tighter. PWA on Friday night have their black label shows, Break Their Backs and Make Them Rumble, this Friday night, like I said, at Max Watts. Or you can also, because it's PWA, they are on the OVO app. Go to their Facebook page, find out their links to their OVO app. I think it's only like $5.99. If you're not in New South Wales, if you're not in Sydney, $6 and you get to sit down and watch the best wrestlers in the country, or one of the best promotions in the country, do their thing in your living room. It's going to be amazing. TJP taking on Matty Wahlberg in that as well. So that's a key matchup right there. That's not even mentioning the Rumble, which if you're a fan of Rumbles like I am, it's always a can't miss show. On Saturday night, EPW have Hell or High Water at Gate One, Claremont Showgrounds. TJP is traveling from Sydney all the way over to Perth and is taking on Damian Slater for that one on that show. And if you know anything about TJP and Damian Slater, both of those guys were in the first ever WWE Cruiserweight Classic. So that will be a great matchup to see. If you're an EPW, if you're in Perth this weekend, go and check them out, EPW. Of course, my guest this week, Adam Brooks, is at MCW for New Horizons Saturday night at the Thornbury Theatre. Slex and Adam Brooks for the MCW World title. That, of course, is the main event for that one. I don't know how I have to try and sell this show even more to you, because you should know by now, MCW. If you're in Melbourne, MCW, go and check them out, Thornbury Theatre. Slex and Adam Brooks, I think he says in the interview coming up, they're two apiece. This is the rubber match, and this is the match that's going to be for all the marbles. Pretty much Adam Brooks' biggest match in his career, and that's saying something because he has been around and done a lot of really good stuff. So again, New Horizons, Saturday night, Thornbury Theatre, MCW. Go and check them out if you're in that area. And finally, I will be at VPW, Venom Pro Wrestling, for Meltdown 4, Saturday night at the Beanley Bowls Club up here in Queensland. Go and check them out on their Facebook page. Follow up and hit the links for tickets for that one. Great show, as always, for Venom Pro Wrestling. Any promotions that what their show is mentioned here on Where the Action Is, hit us up on our Facebook or email me at WrestleRadioAustraliaTodd@gmail.com, and we'll mention you on an upcoming episode, or book me and I'll definitely mention it, because I am an absolute shield for myself. And that is where the action is this weekend.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of
the I am joined tonight by one of my good friends, Adam Brooks. How are you today, mate?
What is going on, man?
Oh, not too bad. I know you're at the airport, so I don't know how long we've got for this thing, so we'll try and move on as quick as we can with it. But thank you for spending some time.
We got about an hour, dude. Maybe 40 minutes or something.
Oh, there you go. Because professional Brooksy, always at the airport early.
I stress so much. I stress so much. Like, last time I was in Brisbane for you dudes, I freaked out because I thought I missed my flight, because I had a big night, and then I got to the airport, and then I fell asleep on the floor.
That's right.
At my gate, and then I woke up. And then there was no one at my gate, and I'm like, oh, this can't be good. And then I asked the flight attendant girl, I was like, hey, my flight's supposed to be at this gate. And then she's like, oh, no, it's been changed to gate 28. I'm like, oh, thank God.
Jesus.
But nah, last night I just chilled, and then nice and early, enjoying me coffee. I got me white choc milk, skinny milk. So, yeah, I'm just hanging out, man.
Well, you had a busy weekend. You did ACW, then RCW back to back, didn't you?
Yeah. No, it's fun, man. ACW is a cool little place that's slowly building. I really enjoy wrestling there. And then, yeah, RCW, which another place that I love. I've been there the longest out of any promotion I've worked for. Like, I've been there longer than MCW, so...
Oh, really? Were you... Because you were Warzone, weren't you? And then you went to...
Well, no, I was always MCW as well, but I was getting booked at RCW before MCW. So, RCW's been like the longest tenured promotion that I've been wrestling for in Australia.
Ah, well, there you go. I didn't realise that. I knew you had been there before. I just assumed that you and Matt had been there before you started coming over to RCW, but apparently not.
RCW, so another place that I love. I love all that crew.
Yeah. So you just, well, not just, but you, last time we talked to you, you'd just come back from America, and then you went off again, and you're back, and how was the experience the second time going over, well, the third or fourth time now, isn't it? But the extended time, anyway, that you went over there this time.
Well, it was England last time we spoke.
That's right, it was England, sorry, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So England last time, and then this time it was America. So yeah, I was there for 3 months. I was wrestling every single weekend except two, so I had 2 weekends off, which was fine. Like, I planned it that way so that I could just chill out for at least two weekends. But yeah, it was cool, man. Like, I was on the road every weekend traveling. You know, into Mexico numerous times, ducked into Canada quickly, all over America. You know, got some really cool opportunities, opened some more doors, obviously more eyes on me. You know, it's just, I'm just continuing to do what I, whatever I can to keep moving forward in wrestling, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And you had a really, I know over the WrestleMania match, the WrestleMania weekend, you had a really cool six-man match with Robbie and Australian Suicide, I guess, Roland. I always think Roland. I never think... But yeah, yeah, really cool six-man against the Rascals. How did that come about? And how did you like it anyway? It must be really weird.
It was fun. It was short, but that's what they wanted for that show. They wanted everything short and crisp.
Well, they had like 1,000 matches on that card, if I remember.
Yeah. So, I think we only went like 8 minutes, but like, we were supposed to be like, I don't know, match six or something. And then last minute, they're like, oh, you guys are, you know, you're match four now. And then like, we had to just quickly just go out there. And but no, we made it work and it was fun. Crowd enjoyed it. It was good to team up with Robbie and Australian Suicide. Ladies and gentlemen, this
is
now
platform.
So, yeah.
Yeah, especially him because, like, I think he's been back to Australia once since he moved to Mexico.
Yes, he came back, I want to say, sometime in late 2016. Yeah, because I wrestled him.
Yeah.
In, I think, December 2016.
And then you also did the MLW show against Austin Aries. How was it that different to, like, you know, you work your normal indie show, you work all four sides. Did you have to learn to work that hard cam really quickly, or were you just, they just told you to go out and do what you had to do and it's all good, we'll cover it up?
I mean, working a hard cam is really just kind of common sense if that's your goal in wrestling, you know? And obviously, watching Matt on TV and talking with Matt and, you know, learning about the whole hard cam thing. So yeah, I just asked, where is the hard cam? just work to it as best as I can.
Yeah.
But, TV, it was a little bit different because like on the run sheet, they write like, okay, Adam Brooks versus Austin Aries, Adam Brooks 50%, Austin Aries like 70%, so it's like which that kind of means more offense for Austin Aries type thing.
But the math doesn't work out.
Well, you know, math was never my thing.
Ah,
but
fair enough.
Yeah, it's that kind of thing. So yeah, that was interesting, but it's relatively just very similar. Just try stick to your time, and just go from there. So yeah, that was a cool experience.
Yeah, you've got to be pretty happy about, I know it's taken him a while to actually get on to SmackDown, but the first two matches he's had on there have been absolute show stealers for Buddy Murphy or Matt, as we know him.
He's doing all right.
See, I'm going to say this because I know you hate pumping his tires up.
No, he's doing cool, man. Like, it was interesting. Like, I was there at his house for 3 months. I'd stay up every Tuesday waiting to just watch him, see what he would do. And he'd come home on a Wednesday and he wouldn't have done anything. And then, all of a sudden this whole thing with Roman and Daniel Bryan and, you know, he's doing the King of the Ring on, I think he's got his first match this week in that.
Yep.
So, yeah, he's doing good. It's good that he finally got his, you know, his opportunity, and he seems like he's killing it. So hopefully they continue to keep putting him in spots for him to kill it.
Yeah. I love the fact that you guys have still remained like fairly close. You still talk all the time. You get good advice off him about... The one thing that did pop me is that after your homecoming match, you're like, oh, what time did we do? And I said, you're pretty much bang on time. You're like, well, you tell Matt I did it. You tell Matt I was on time.
Yeah. No, we talk all the time. So that's cool. That's one of the things I was kind of nervous about, like when he first got there, like, oh, he's gonna change and he's gonna turn into a dickhead and forget about, you know, all his boys and stuff. But nah, he's just matured, you know.
Well, I can do that.
Yeah, he's just matured and yeah. So I'm proud of him. He's doing good.
Yeah. Well, now back sort of you tried to sneak back into the country so you could be the surprise at the ballroom brawl. How was that? How was that reception when you walked out for that match?
It was goosebumps. Yeah, like so, I had came back 3 weeks earlier, and
I know because I asked you to send me a promo for homecoming.
Yeah,
and you were just like, "I'm here in America." I'm like, "You ain't in America. What are you talking?" Yeah, about?
Yeah. I actually filmed that. I might have been I was on the way to the airport for something. I was near the airport. I don't know. But yeah, so I was back for 3 weeks just chilling, doing nothing, yeah. Which is exactly what I wanted to do. I was like, you know, I'll go overseas for 3 months, you know, just kill it,
yep.
Work my ass off. Let me come home and just chill out and do nothing wrestling related for 3 weeks. You know, let me hang out with the family and the dogs, all that. And that was cool. Like, I had to turn down some really cool bookings that I would have loved to have done, you know, like going to New Zealand and stuff. But, yeah, the MCW return, man, like, I was so anxious. I don't know why. I was like, oh, they're not going to pop. They're not going to remember me. They're not going to care.
How are they not going to remember you? Seriously.
Well, I don't know. It's just me. And then, yeah, my music hit. And then, you know, they went nuts. And I was like, oh, that's pretty decent. And then, yeah, just went out there and did my thing. So,
yeah. So, and you've got like, I would say it's arguably, and you've done a lot of big matches over the course of your career. This one coming up against Slex is arguably your biggest one. Have you got a bit of nerves going into it, or are you...
Dude, I'm so scared. Like, I'm looking at it as my biggest match of my career.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But yeah, I'm nervous. I'm anxious because, like, I made a promise. I made a promise to everyone that I was going to come back and I was going to finally win the MCW championship. So, yeah, you know, like, me and Slex, we're currently 2-2.
Mm.
You know, we've wrestled 3 times at MCW, once at Wrestle Rock. So we currently sit 2-2. So I've beat him, but we've never wrestled for the MCW championship. Yeah. I've never beat him for that. So next weekend, hopefully I finally get my moment.
Yeah. Well, I was there. I think I was there live for your last one. That was the one before Super Showdown. That was an amazing match. So I can't imagine like what you're going to pull out this coming weekend for the main event. For the biggest prize in one of the biggest prizes in Australian wrestling, it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, so yeah, it'll probably be a little bit different to that match because there were certain important people there at that show. But
thanks, mate.
But yeah, I did enjoy that one back then. But yeah, this one will be it'll be interesting.
Mm. What do you think? What do you think you've learnt the most over the last like couple of years with your travelling, sort of in ring or just even in wrestling in general? What have you learnt the most? You reckon?
That's a good one. I think it's like just trying to stand out as best as possible because there's so many,
and not in a bad way.
No. Yeah. Just try to stand out as best as possible. You know, obviously be good in ring and be crisp and, you know, all of that stuff. But, yeah, just try to stand out. Like, that's something that will really tried to get into my head, like, you can wrestle, you can talk, you can do all that, but, you know, you're a smaller dude, how can you try to stand out as best as possible? So that's always something that I'm trying to work on, you know, like, if I walk out of the curtain, will people look at me and be like, man, like, that guy, he's cool, like, he has a presence, you know? That's one of the main things, you know, and just, I don't know, I guess just remain humble, remain chilled. Like, I've traveled a bit, and obviously a lot of younger people in Australia may look up to me or whatever, and I just try to be me. I just try to be chilled.
Yeah.
I'm just Adam. Yeah. I'm just Brooksy, you know?
And that's what, like, I say to a lot of the guys up here after they've met you, and that, like, I was like, he's been like that since I've known him. Like, that dude has not changed a bit, so...
Yeah.
It's not an act, it's not, that's Brooksy. That's just, that's what you get with the guy. And you got to love it because, you know, there's never an ulterior motive, and you're always just completely upfront with it. You're not going to lie to someone just to make them happy.
No, I'll tell them how it is, because that's, like, because that's how I was brought in.
Yeah, Matt, exactly.
Matt always tells me how it is. He still tells me how it is. I'll have people here saying so much good shit about me, and then... You know, he'll say the complete opposite. You know, so it's like, oh, say something good for once.
But you need that too, don't you? You need that because if you think everything you're doing is perfect, then you're not going to try and work on improving anything, are you?
Exactly. And, yeah, you'll think you'll think you're the best. You'll go overseas and get a few bookings and be all arrogant, and then you'll come back here and you'll get no bookings.
Wow. That's nice. you're up here recently for one of my big shows, Homecoming. How did you find it up here? Because I know that we've been trying a lot up in Queensland to improve the product. Have you seen an improvement from the last couple of times you've been up here?
Yeah, each time I come up, it seems to slowly be getting better. You know, the production at Homecoming, that was cool. Like,
yeah.
And, yeah, the locker room, you can tell that everyone's pretty focused and passionate and eager. I don't think I'd had that amount of kids or, you know, younger wrestlers come up to me and be like, hey, like, do you have any advice?
Yeah.
You know, like...
That's probably my fault. I apologize.
No, but that's good. Like, that's good. I had so many of those dudes come up to me going, hey, Brooksy, like, you know, do you have any advice?
Mm.
And usually my advice is always what Matt told me. It's just, if you want to be a wrestler, you have to eat, sleep, breathe wrestling, you know, like, if you really want to do this, like, you have to dedicate everything to wrestling, which is exactly what I've done. You know, like, I did an apprenticeship. I got fired from my apprenticeship 10 days before completing it because... But, like, they still sign me off and everything.
Yeah.
But I was putting all my eggs in this wrestling basket, you know?
Yeah.
I'd rock up to work on, like, a Thursday, and I'd be like, yeah, I'm not coming in tomorrow, fellas. I'm driving to Adelaide to go wrestle for RCW and stuff, you know? And, yeah, you shouldn't be doing that. But, you know, at the time, wrestling was more important to me than learning... a job that may help me in the future, you know?
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, I have that trade to fall back on if, you know, I have to.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's what I say. Just, you got to eat, sleep, breathe it, you know, work out, diet, tan, you know, shave, look good, look as good as you can. You know, like, I'm not a big dude. I'm not a big jacked up dude, but I try my best to look as best as possible, you know?
Yeah. And I think a lot of guys miss that. They think that wrestling is the whole thing. As long as you're good in the ring, then everything else will take care of itself. It's not that. It's the whole package. Like you said, it's the tan, it's the look, it's the whole thing. It's all encompassing, really, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I remember the first time Matt said, oh, you got a tan. And I was like, huh?
Yeah.
That's a bit different.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't want to do that. He's like, no, you got to do it, man. And then, like, I did it. And then I was like, oh, okay, yep. And so, yeah.
Yeah. I remember when I first came up here, it was one of the first things I said to the guys in the back. I said, were you guys fucking tan? You're white as shit out there.
Yeah.
And especially keeping under those lights as well.
Yes, exactly. And also, like, gear. Try get good gear.
Yes. And that's one thing that has improved up here. The guys are really, like, starting to get good gear. They're finding people that can make the good gear and they're starting to get it.
Yeah, like, it is hard. I mean, at first, for me, it was hard to find, like, good gear. But, yeah, I'm noticing that all over the country. Mm. Like, guys are getting decent, good-looking quality gear. So, yeah, man, there's plenty of places.
Yeah, exactly. All you have to do is ask around and then people will... That's the one thing that I do really like now. It seems, anyway, that everyone wants to work together. And if they find someone that's a good, like, gear maker, they go, oh, we've got this chick. She's really good. Go and check her out. She's great. And not where before it was like, oh, no, I've got someone. Oh, who have you got? Oh, don't worry about it, man. I've got it. It's fine. She's mine. And it's different.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to bring everyone up instead of, like, knocking everyone down, which is great. Who out of the young people that you've seen around the country do you really see there's a future in that you can see in, like, 3 or 4 years when hopefully you get signed and move away, will be taking your sort of spot?
Yeah, I've said this for years now, but Loverboy Lockie Hendrix, I really like that kid's work.
Yeah,
and like even Matt is a big fan of Loverboy.
That's gonna annoy.
Like, like he when I was away, we would be sitting back and we'd be watching the MCW shows, and he likes Loverboy's work, like. So I love Loverboy's work. He's a real good dude.
Do you know what I like about him is that he can get his ass whooped every month, and fans still want to see him get his ass whooped again.
Yeah, he reminds me of I mean, not in a wrestling way, but like Kurt Angle in a way. Like, you know how Kurt Angle would go out there, he'd kill it, do all cool matches and stuff, but he'd also like be willing to make a fool of himself.
Yeah.
And he'd still get over.
Yeah.
Like, he reminds me, like, he'll go to Wrestle Rock, he'll get his face shoved in Big Beach's ass or stuff like that.
But he's still able to talk himself into getting more heat.
Yeah, and he can go in the ring as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm a big Loverboy Lockie Hendrix fan. I love the Brat Pack.
Yeah.
Those kids are just... They're great in different ways.
Yep.
And I'm so proud that the Big Sexy Unit won the FWA Women's Championship last night in Sydney.
Does that mean he's going to get another slit in the hair?
I think so. But we're actually on our way. We're all going to meet at Herbie's place when we both get back to Melbourne, and we're gonna have some drinks to celebrate his women's championship. So yeah, I love those Brat Pack boys. So who else have we got? More recently, I wrestled Xander Sullivan.
Up
your way.
Yep.
And I was really impressed with him. He's a lovely, lovely fella, and you know, the short time we were in the ring together, like, he really impressed me. I'd like to see Lynx Lewis Jr. get used a lot more around the country.
Yeah.
He's a real good dude, and I watched he sent me his match with him and TJP.
Yep.
Because the poor fellow was so nervous, because he was, oh, what's TJ like? Is TJ a good dude? Because I wrestled with TJ in LA.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, like, just relax. He's a real good dude. Like, you'll have a really fun match. He'll look after you. And yeah, so he sent me that match, and that was really good. I've known Lynx for years, and I've always wished that, you know, he'd be used around the country a lot more.
Yeah. It was also the fact that, like, I know before he didn't take it as seriously as I think he's starting to take it now.
Yeah.
Like, he really, like, the last 12 months at least, he's really gotten into the whole CrossFit, and his body is just, now he actually looks like a worker. Do you know what I mean? Whereas before he was a dude that could work, but didn't necessarily have the body for it. Now he's sort of, like, toned that body up, and he looks really good.
Yeah. But yeah, there's heaps to do. Like Taylor King, he's another one over in Perth. But yeah, and then, you know, if Turkish Delight was still in the business, I would say good things about him because he played his role very well.
Yes. How much did you love that spot with you and him in the Rumble? Because I know I messaged you as soon as I saw it because it popped me huge.
Yeah. No, it was fun to get in there and just do something little with him.
Yeah. Well, you know, he'd never lost one before then.
No, yeah, he'd won 24 Rumbles, he said. And then I cost him his 25th win. So yeah, but no, I'm sure there's heaps of others. I just can't think off the top of my head right now.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So what is the, I know that the ultimate goal is to get to WWE, of course. What are your immediate plans? Like, have you got a date set when you're going to travel back over there, or are you sort of playing it by ear at the moment?
I do, actually.
Oh.
I woke up to a very cool message the other day. I don't want to, I'm not going to give too much away at the moment, but I woke up to a cool message the other day asking if I was free on a certain date, and thankfully I am. And they're like, okay, cool, well, we'd like for you to come and do this, so...
You're just trying to be so political about it, aren't you? Trying to do
I can't say too much. Yeah. But
you have good things coming up in your future.
Yeah, I got a cool little thing coming up, and then I will be... It'll be just quick in-and-out trip to America. And then, yeah, I'll just be hanging out here for the rest of the year. And then, yeah, I'll probably go back sometime next year. I'm just kind of going with the flow at the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
And just doing my thing, you know.
It's almost, you're in a weird spot because you almost expect to hear that you've done one of these WWE tryouts, but you never actually do hear it because... You're almost, I don't want to say you're past that point of having to have a tryout, because you're probably not, but still, I don't expect to hear that. I expect to just hear him say, oh yeah, we've decided to sign. Do you know what I mean? Much like I hear with, I think it's because I group you in with Robbie and Jonah.
Yeah.
That sort of deal, so.
Well, it's probably because I don't talk about those experiences.
No, that's true. That is true.
You know, I'm not one of these goobers that come on and do podcasts and be like, hey, I did this. I got to roll around at the performance center, or they said this about me. Like, that's not me, man.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I like. I like that you're old school. I like that.
Well, at the end of the day, like, that's when I see or hear people talking about those experiences and they're not there.
Yeah,
it's like they're bragging about a failed job interview.
Yeah, I always get afraid of, like, when someone tells me that, like, if I said something about it, it might cost them that spot. You know what I mean?
Possibly.
Yeah, and I've always been, you know, I've always been worried about that. I never would say anything like that because I don't want to ruin someone's chance of doing something that would be amazing and is probably their dream. And the worst thing I could think of is that I was the one that was a catalyst for him not getting that spot, because they go, oh, look, he can't keep his mouth shut, so we're not going to bother signing him.
Yeah, like, it's just, you know, oh, here's me bragging about getting to go into this big factory with a bunch of rings in it.
Yeah.
Dude, hundreds of people have done that.
Yeah.
And hundreds of people have, I don't want to say failed, but... No. They've done that experience.
Yeah, because you're not necessarily a failed, you're just not what they're looking for at that time.
Yeah. You know, and whatever. Like, it's no secret. I mean, they wrote it on their website. You know, I've done those experiences. They've seen me. Whatever. Yeah. If anything ever comes from it, that's fantastic. But I'm not going to be one of these people that just goes on about and goes in depth about those experiences, because it's I don't know, it's just a thing, it's just another thing that I learnt off Matt.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, Yeah.
Like there was I remember there was a time where something happened and he was like, oh no, like I've just signed this deal. Like we can't do that or we can't talk about that.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh okay, yep, no, that makes sense.
Yeah, it was exactly like, no, you said stuff to me, then you're like, you can't say anything but, and I'm like, I'm not going to say nothing because I don't want to get you in trouble.
yeah. So, and yeah, it's just not me, man. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. And that's I like the fact that you're old school where it comes to that sort of stuff. I would rather people be more like that.
As much as
I like seeing the tryouts and all that stuff on WWE.com and all that stuff, I'd rather not see it. I'd rather just hear blah, blah, that sound. Like, oh, fuck, that's amazing.
Yeah. And, more recently, what I think is cool is, that they will show footage of the successful ones during that experience.
Yeah.
You know, I think they did something similar with, Gargano recently on some thing that they did online, and you know they showed him rolling around and they showed him cutting this promo.
Yeah.
When he tried to do that tryout.
Yeah.
You know, and then that was cool then, but you know, yeah, that's just me. That's my opinion.
Yeah. Well, you got to be loving too now that with the whole AEW coming in and now NXT is on network television coming up.
Yeah.
It's got to be really giving guys a lot more of a chance to make it now. Like, there's a lot more competition for companies to be able to get people's signatures.
Yep. No, absolutely, man. Like, we'll just see what happens. Like, yeah. I obviously watched the AEW product, and I've been impressed by it, you know, so far. Let's see how it goes when they go onto weekly telly.
Yeah, that's been my thing from day one. It's like, it's not easy, but it's almost easy to be able to build up storylines when you're only doing these little 10-minute segments every week.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you're not burning out matches. But when you've got to do a 2-hour show every week, you're eventually going to get that burnout that everyone talks about with WWE. These guys have faced each other 100 times before, that sort of thing. They don't have that at the moment because they don't have their TV. That's going to change a lot. Real soon.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, you know, if they get into doing houses and stuff, who knows?
Mm.
So it's going to be interesting to see how everything unfolds and yeah.
So anyway, mate, you got this weekend, Slex, MCW title.
Yep.
Oof, it's going to be a big one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not to worry or anything, but.
No, it's gonna be interesting, and it's cool to see and hear that people from all over the country are coming just to watch that.
Yeah.
Like when I was in Brisbane, some boys were like, oh, we're gonna come watch you and Slex, you know, at MCW, and then I was in Sydney recently as well, and you know, I think one of the commentators was like, you know, I'm coming to watch you and Slex, you know, in Sydney, and then I hear that, and it's flattering, but it's also pressure. It's shit, I've got to kill it. Yeah. I've got to kill it for these people. These people are getting on planes and traveling to another state to watch me.
It's,
you know, in the stuff, in the main event.
And it's stuff like that that makes me really want MC Dub to get on a platform like PWA have with that OVO, so you can get the live streaming, so everyone around the country can see it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because you've got how many? I mean, they've got their on-demand, which is up fairly quickly after the show. It's still not the same feeling as a live broadcast.
Yeah, no, that's actually a very good point. I wonder if they're looking into that, or I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
But, it's actually a good point.
So, because I know you get how many get into that Thornbury? What is it? 500, 600?
I think fully sold out and packed as much as they can is around six fifty. I want to say. Yeah. I may be wrong.
But then you got you've got hundreds to thousands more around the country that would probably still pay that $10 to watch it online live around the country as well. Because because the product that they put forward is a premium product.
Yeah. Dude, people all over the world watch it. Like, I'll wrestle in like LA and people will be chanting like MCW when I'm doing my entrance. I'm like, man, that's cool.
Yeah.
I think that's real cool. Yeah. So I guess being the guy to kind of represent MCW whenever I go places is, that's cool. That's flattering. Now I just need to win their bloody belt. One or the other ones.
Oh, Jesus. Well, on that note, Brooksy, thank you so much for spending some time with me. I know we really had to sort of jam this one in. It was either before the plane or on your airport ride back from the plane. So I want to thank you heaps for coming on. It was great catching up with you again. Next time you're in Brisbane and I'm not running around like a headless chook like I was at homecoming, we'll actually sit down and have a... Like, I don't, like, you saw me how busy I was just running from back and forward to back and forward.
Yeah, no, I knew you wanted to chat, and then I was just like, I was watching you do your thing, and I was like, dude, we ain't chatting. I'm saying to myself, we ain't chatting.
Yeah, he's got that rolled up piece of paper in his hand, and he's stressing out. There's no way he's gonna.
Yeah, I've done my match. I'm chilling, but we ain't chatting.
Yeah, he's still going to do something in the main event, which I tried to talk myself out of the whole time.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, well, thank you so much for coming on, buddy. I know everyone probably already is following you, but if they want to on the social media, how can they do that?
I am on Twitter and Instagram at TheAdamBrooksy. And then my Facebook is like thefacebook.com/BrooksyBrand. I've got a pro wrestling tee store. I've got the Big Cartel store. All that info is on my social medias. Go buy my sweet new shirt. It's pretty sick. It's already got four pre-orders, which is sweet. So boom. I'll pick those shirts. I'll pick them up this week and we'll get them out. And then I should have them at MCW.
There you go. Yeah, that is actually a pretty cool shirt, I must admit.
Yeah, it's sick.
Although I still love the Kingly from Dingley shirt. I love that fucking shirt so much.
Yeah, no, it's pretty good. I remember when I picked up Turkish Delight, he was like, "We got to get a photo of me with my shirt off near a Dingley sign." Oh, okay, we can do that. Whatever.
Yeah. It's like when we're at homecoming and the ring announcer came up to me. It wasn't Nashy, but it was Seb, the other one. He's like, "Oh, you know where Brooksy's from?" I said, "Mate, he's the fucking Kingly from Dingley." And just kept walking.
I liked it. Like, it's funny that I've kind of got Dingley over.
Yeah.
Like whenever they say it at MCW from Dingley, all the crowd pop, which amuses me. I remember there was a Dingley chant years ago, and my parents were actually at that show.
I found
that amusing.
Yeah. Well, you want to be eventually known as the most famous guy from Dingley, mate.
I have to be already, though, don't you think?
I don't know.
I mean, that rock band Jet, they're not around anymore, so.
That's gotta be
me. I would assume it would be me. Yeah. Even though that's not my thing, I could care less about being famous. But, no.
Can I put in the description for the podcast the most famous man from Dingley?
Yeah. Yeah, sure, you can do that. I don't care.
Alright, Brooksy, thank you so much for coming on, mate.
No worries, man. Oh, let me give a quick shout out to the Parties and Pops. Every time the boys are on the podcast, we do a shout out to Parties and Pops, so Parties and Pops, boys love yous.
Thanks, mate.
No workers, dude.
Some people say having an opinion is like having a penis. It's really great for you, but you shouldn't share it around. That's exactly what we don't do. We share it all about the internet, and in fact, we advertise it on other people's podcasts so that they can go and enjoy it as well. Am I talking about penises, or am I talking about opinions on film? To find out, you'll have to go to our website, secondtakepodcast.com, or find Second Take Podcast on your podcatcher of choice.
Once again, big thanks to my guest, Adam Brooks, the most famous man ever to come out of Dingley.
I really hope he actually uses that more. If you haven't already, though, make sure you subscribe to... Oh, sorry, before I do that, just follow the guy. If you're not already following him on Facebook, get out there, follow him. One of the best wrestlers, like I said at the start of the show, in my opinion, the best wrestler in this country to not be signed to any major promotion. And that is saying something. I out of the PWG 3, the name was going around, the Three Amigos, Robbie Eagles, Jonah Rock, and Adam Brooks, he's the only one still not to be signed by a major company, and I think that is an absolute travesty, to be perfectly honest with you. Go and support Adam Brooks. Get out there. Hit up his Pro Wrestling Tees store. Get a Kingly from Dingley shirt. Put it over that much. I love that shirt. Get a Kingly from Dingley shirt. Or his new shirt that's just out, because that is a cracker as well. But if you haven't already, guys, make sure you subscribe to Wrestle Radio Australia. It's free. You can do it on iTunes, Stitcher, or anywhere you get your podcast from. We're also on Spotify now, so go and follow us on there. If you do stop by iTunes, give us a running review while you're there. Give us a 5-star. Helps us get inside more ears. Share the show and spread the word about professional wrestling in this country, just like we do every week right here. Also, make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search out Wrestle Radio Australia, and on Twitter at Wrestle Radio AU, or me personally at Beast Eastman. We have our Wrestle Radio Australia t-shirts up on Redbubble. Well, not just t-shirts. Anything you want to put the Wrestle Radio Australia logo on, you can do that. And anything that we get sold from there, all the proceeds going from the merch sales, so that go to Beyond Blue and Gotcha for Life, two charities that I really do support and believe in. If you know anything about this show, you know how much that men's health and mental health has touched us here at Wrestle Radio Australia. And for that purpose, anything we make from any sale of any shirts, coffee mugs, anything like that, anything that gets sold on Redbubble with a WRA logo, the proceeds for that one go to Beyond Blue and Gotcha for Life. I think we sold a couple of shirts last week, so thank you to those people that bought them there, and that money will be going to a good cause, believe me. To send us home, Promoland, perennial Promoland guest, I guess, Matty Wahlberg is this week's Promoland. Calling out TJP for Break Their Backs and Make Them Rumble. And we will see you next week here on Wrestle Radio Australia. I'm Todd Eastman. Be good to each other.
It's your boy Matty Wahlberg, a.k.a. the 21st Century Success Story, a.k.a. an actual idiot. I'm in Coliseum, where I belong. But it means August 30th, I can't be in the PWA Rumble. But I gotta keep myself busy. I gotta make sure I'm ready for this tournament, so I've got a little idea. Because PWA is advertising an international guest. How exciting! Now, I may be blind, but I'm not dumb. I know exactly who it is. They're traveling all around Australia right now, enjoying a little holiday, doing some seminars, selling their merch. 20 years in the business. One of the best pure grapplers you'll ever see. They've wrestled everywhere. They've been in every major tournament you can think of. They've wrestled the best. And there is no one better suited to get me ready for Coliseum than TJP. Realistically, I should just be excited to have the opportunity to get into the ring with you. But unlike other wrestlers in Australia, I'm not a fan. I'm on your level right now. I don't want a photo with you after the match. I don't want to buy one of your t-shirts. I don't want to sit backstage and pick your brain. I want to beat you. I want to show everyone in the world that I belong at the top. I'm going to make my name off of yours. See, I get it. You get flown out here, get some nice hotel rooms, get a little holiday, probably get some nice little girls back. But I'm going to make you earn this trip. And I'm going to make you earn it by kneeing you directly in the face and making you tap out at Max Watts, my house. Because the games are over, ladies and gentlemen. I have one drive, and I have one goal, and that is to win Coliseum. And there is nothing, and there is no one that is going to take that from me. Not even TJP. Dab stuff's done like 5 years ago, lad. Come on, bring some new stuff. I'm bringing it.